Let me introduce Jeffrey Happy and Linda Bagno, and let's give them a worldwide round of applause, please.
Woo!
Thank you. Woo! I am that I am. I was hoping you'd all go along with it here in the hall and let everybody online think that Saint Germain was coming through. I have to tell you, I stood over there and had to wiggle my toes and breathe the whole time David was doing the opening. It's like, get out of here. It's not time yet.
Didn't you notice that the room is quite a bit more filled early this time?
I know.
Nobody's
that amazing?
Getting stunk this time.
People kept on asking me this morning when we were setting up, are we going to change the schedule around? Are we going to do the slides? And it's like, yes, I did do the slides. And I did talk to the powers that be and say, I would like to do my slides this time. This time. Please don't break the projector.
Who's
please,
in charge?
Please.
I'm sorry. Who's in charge?
There. David, how are you doing today? Well, not that you forgot anything, but we kind of, either I missed it. Did we do this island prayer? I thought maybe I missed it standing over there trying to keep Saint Germain away.
Don't pick on him, honey. He does a nice job.
Okay. It's not that big of a deal. It was so silent, David. Boom. Boom. It blew right by. But, you know, I wonder sometimes what is going on. I like the song that I picked for the silent prayer, and I thought maybe you and Saint Germain were kind of like working against me here. And
are you
getting like,
a complex?
Well, yeah, I am, because last time I didn't get to do my slides, and today I don't get to do my song unless you all want to hear it. All right, let's hear it. Oh, I'll do the setup here. Silent prayer. It's really not silent. It just means that everything we already need, everything we want, everything that we are is already here. We just bring it into our reality. All around us exists nothing but potential, nothing but just pure energy in a neutral state. It's just a matter of saying, I feel so safe and trusting, and I know who I am at the heart and the core, that I let it come into my reality. So we'll play the silent prayer. Just breathe in the wonderful energies. And we don't play, by the way, we don't play fluffy music at the Crimson Circle. We play music that has some gusto, music that has a little pulse to it, some meat on its bones. Yeah, so with that, John, let's play away here. Please take this time to enjoy the silent prayer.
Thank you. place I'm living. How far is heaven? And I just got to have some faith. Just keep on giving. How far is heaven? Can you tell me? How far is heaven?
I just gotta know how far it is.
How far is heaven?
Lord, can you tell me?
How far is heaven?
I just gotta know how far.
Okay, awesome.
Woo. Yeah, that'll put you back in your body.
So much for the silent prayer.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway, it's we've got a full house here today. I don't know if
they're
everybody's
here early because they're afraid you might go.
I know. But, you know, I heard that we had more reservations than we have seats. So we actually set up chairs outside there and a speaker. So for the latecomers, they can go sit outside.
Oh, there's a worse punishment in Colorado.
I would imagine we have a lot of people listening. Or, John, are we on the air? I mean, are we, like, video on the air?
I think so.
Really? Well, last month we did not do a video webcast because of some of the problems we've been having with the system. This month we worked with the provider and got a few corrections in the system, and I think we're doing okay. So, for those of you who are watching online, welcome back. Good to have you here with us. So, I do want to take a quick moment and acknowledge a wonderful group of volunteers who comes here in the morning. They start getting here about 8 o'clock. This place is just empty. I mean, it's stacks of chairs and it's totally empty. And in a matter of a couple hours, they transform it into this wonderful energy that we have, wonderful space. So I just real quickly want to acknowledge over here to my left, Roy Hansen. Thank you. And around the circle in the back with a striped shirt, John Kaderka. Make sure to get that camera over there. Yeah. Next to him is Jim Von Gessen at the controls. Way in the back in the kitchen is Sandra Harris. Yeah.
By the way, I was asked to mention that that's a potluck and that people are invited to bring things to share. We've been told that some people don't know that it goes back that far, and they just come and eat and forget to share.
Well, that's okay. That's okay.
But, yeah, but it's
sharing
cool
is good.
More.
Eating is really good.
Yeah.
So, yes. Well, you know, I know it'll balance itself out because if we run out of food right away, people start thinking, maybe I should bring some food, you know, so we don't run out at the first break.
Okay.
So, continuing around, Linda Hansen at registration.
Hello,
Michelle McHale. Next to her, Tom McHale. Let's see, who am I?
The big tall guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello, big tall guy.
Joe Engel. Nancy Buffington.
Nancy Buffington at the Trumber Gift Table.
And his girlfriend, Carrie.
And I know Carrie, yeah. Where are you, Carrie? Oh, hi,
Carrie.
Carrie.
Stand up, Carrie.
Go ahead and stand up, yeah. Thank you, Carrie. There's a lot of other people who help in many, many other ways.
Joe Collins. Hello, don't forget me.
Joe. Oh, yeah, Joe. Sorry. Sorry. I'm looking like around like that. Joe Collins and, of course, David McMaster. So it takes a tremendous amount of work to not only set it up but to tear it down. And I just wanted to make sure to acknowledge everyone. Thank you.
They do it very quietly, so we have to remember once in a while to acknowledge it because it's done so quietly and with such love, and we thank you for that.
Okay, we're going to introduce the out-of-town guests. I know we have a lot of people here from all over. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's something really interesting about the energy today. I don't know if you noticed or anybody here noticed.
Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah, I got up this morning. I was like, whoa. I literally had to ask Linda. I said, don't even come close because, you know, it's like...
What were you
like
afraid of exactly?
Well, no, it felt like
my,
do ya? My energy. Well, Paul is it warm
Hello,
in here.
Hello, I'm cold, but hey.
No, I was afraid that, my
You're
energy.
You're highly irresistible.
My energy was a little toasty. The best way to put it, a little spinning and spiraling. And I thought, literally, it might affect you and throw you out of balance.
I am so here today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Great.
And universe is watching out for me.
Yes,
you
how?
Mean, well, I try to get dressed.
Yes.
And you want to look
you did
nice
well,
for people.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to get dressed and look nice for people. And, you want to look presentable. And so when I got dressed, I was all ready. And then I don't know what happened. But I was walking out the door, and just as I pull up in the parking lot, I realize I have my cowboy shoes on. I'm thinking, what the hell am I wearing my cowboy shoes for? I had like nice, tall, pretty shoes picked out. And then just as I stopped the car and I
stepped
out.
Did the camera get a shot of this, Roy, over here? Cowboy shoes that Linda's got on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Not mm-hmm. mine, hers.
And when I stepped out. Yeah. When I, he has his Italian loafers. But anyways, when I stepped into this big pile of mud. And it's like, oh, my God, universe watches out for us. So isn't that cool? And
yeah.
I thought, if God really loves me, if the universe really loves me, I won't have white socks on. I don't.
Well, you are lucky. Well,
I know, it was a good day.
You look great.
I'm
really
having
do.
A good day.
And you kind of match the tablecloth.
I'm having a good
the,
day.
And kind of the flowers and kind of the graphic there.
I'm having
they
a good
all,
day.
It all
this
fits.
This was a gift. Somebody, one of the viewers said,
really
we think
nice.
You'd be pretty in this. And they and Cheryl went.
Are you allowed to accept gifts
Hermes.
From viewers?
No. And Cheryl went and Kathy Hermes sent this and said, we think you'd look pretty in this.
I would feel bad if people started sending me clothes.
Terrible.
I mean, I really would. Like, oh, here, please.
I feel so awful. How can, what do I do?
Yes.
Okay.
What size are you?
A medium.
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 Okay, we have a lot of out-of-town guests, and as we always do, we like to introduce the people who have come a long way to be with us. So
I'm ready.
Take it away.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Brian Tallhorst from England. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian. You have to stand up, Brian. We'll give you the microphone. David. We give you the microphone, and then you have to say something in the camera. Back to the folks back home.
What is it? Is it on?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's on?
No.
No.
It should be on. It's on.
It's on?
It's on. Yes.
Well, I'd like to say hi to everybody here. It's really great to be here with all these marvelous faces. I'd like to say hello, England. Hello, Australia, because my son lives in Australia. And... I'd like to say it's really great to be here. I mean, Jeff and I couldn't have missed. We met about 5 years ago under the weirdest circumstances, partly the 9/11, but it's really wonderful to be here, and I'm sure it'll all go well today.
Great. Thank you. Brian mentioned a weird circumstance where we were in England for it was the second workshop we'd ever done, and, of course, we did it right before 9/11.
Nice planning.
Brian was one of the co-sponsors of the event, and literally we were in Avebury trying to find crop circles when his cell phone rang, and he looked about as white as a ghost as he was listening to the party at the other end of the line, pulled off to the side of the little country road we were driving down. And then I thought maybe, somebody in his family had passed away, and he handed me the phone, and I was like, what? And his friend on the other side said, by the way, your country is falling apart. And so Brian worked with our group, kind of helped our group the rest of the trip there, and we've met you and talked to you many times after that. So glad you're finally here at Coal Creek. Is it what you thought it would be?
Yes, wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Glad you're here. Yeah.
Rosemarie from Israel, are you here? Hi, Rosemarie.
Hi.
How do you say your last name?
Nagila.
Nagila?
Nagila.
Nagila.
It's so good to have you here.
Yes.
Do you listen
happy
on,
to be here.
Do you listen online in Israel?
Yes.
Yes? Are they watching today?
I don't know.
She's at the Oama School.
Oh, okay. You're here for the Oama School.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hi to everybody back home?
Yes. Hi to everybody in Israel.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Yes.
And shalom to my Swiss friends in Israel. And, we'll see you soon back home.
Great. Thank you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
By the way, Chase Nichols was here at 10 to 1.
Yes, yes.
But Gabriella, your husband just showed up.
Yes. Sorry about that, Gabriella, but Linda, we just wanted to make sure you knew Ralph was here. He's not out playing golf or doing other things on this nice day. Glad to have you, Ralph.
Okay. Rue Jensen's here from Norway.
Hello, Rue. How are you doing? Hey, how are you? Good to be back.
Good.
Are you living here now, or living in Norway, or just kind of?
I'm kind of not living anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Or living everywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
Doing as he chooses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not Saint Germain, are you?
I don't know.
No telling.
Anyway, thanks. Glad you're here. Good to see you again.
Krasna Svoboda from Carlsbad, California. Nice to see you again.
Glad you're here.
And say your last name properly for me.
Svoboda.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to feel as if San Diego and Coal Creek Canyon are two doors to the same house.
I believe they are.
It's
I truly
nice to
do.
Be here again, and
yeah.
I'm
nice
lucky
to see
enough
you.
To be here for the Oama School, too.
Wonderful. Yeah.
There's an incredible connection between San Diego and Coal Creek, Denver, for some reason.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of people that move from there to here, a la Norma and Garrett, and we have a lot of people that move from here to there.
Or back and forth.
Or back and forth. They don't know where they are. So, thank you.
Richard Marchant from Maryland.
Hello, Richard.
New Hampshire.
Oh, it said Maryland.
I wrote it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, East Coast.
Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be here. This is my first occasion. Jeff and Linda.
Thank you.
I just met the other day, and I'm just so glad to be here. It just comes to me to say that there is no disease in the fully conscious being, and each one of us are that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. T-shirts. T-shirts.
Robert
no
Carter.
And a fully conscious being.
Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri.
Hey, Robert. Good to see you again.
Hi, Linda and Jeff. It's good to see you again. That's Jefferson City.
Yes.
The capital. I'm so glad to be here. I'm meeting, I think, old friends that I haven't maybe visited with in centuries. I feel very welcome, very comfortable here. Very glad to be here.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Our friend Annie Deegan from San Cristobal is here again.
Hi,
nice
Annie.
To see
glad
you, Annie.
You're here.
She said
haven't
the weather's finally accommodated the trip.
Yeah. Haven't seen you in a while.
How you doing?
It was very nice to recognize me, but I feel like I'm really just around the corner.
Well, you are.
Yeah,
but
I
what
know.
The hell?
I know.
But I haven't
yeah.
been here for a while. I'm very glad to be back.
Nice.
I'm
very happy.
Yes.
Tom Fezenmeyer from Bella, New Mexico, as well as his guest. Well, I don't have your guest name. Are you here?
Tom?
Hi, nice to
Hi,
see
nice
you.
To, glad you're here.
About a year ago, I moved from Pahrump, just outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, Pahrump, to Berlin,
the desert.
Just outside of Albuquerque,
yeah.
New Mexico. Our paths did not meet. When you, I guess a few
the
years ago, you were in Pahrump.
Weekend, yeah.
Weekend, yeah.
A weekend in Pahrump.
I moved to Albuquerque, though, and a wonderful person introduced me to the Crimson Circle
Sweet.
Last summer. And now, a few months later, not too many, here I am.
Wow.
And I'm just so happy to be here. I'd like to introduce my sister, Candace Chacon.
Nice to meet you.
Were you from Pahrump also?
Yes, I lived there 14 years.
Yes. Did people ever give you a hard time when they asked where you're from and you said Pahrump?
Honey, we're the only ones that think that's funny.
Oh. I want to move to Pahrump, and I want to run for mayor and win, and then I'm going
to
be the mayor of Pahrump. And
that's wonderful.
Like out of the Wizard of Oz.
I lived in Pahrump for 14 years, and actually it's Pahrump. See? And Pahrump actually means water rock in American Indian.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which American Indian language it is, but...
Is it Paiute?
Paiute.
Well, that's where Tobias did the channel
Dolphins
called
of the
Dolphins of the Desert. So water, rock, I mean, duh. Yeah,
that
yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here today. And I don't know, the feeling of everything is just overwhelming. Thank you for
Thank
all that you.
You
do.
Glad you're here.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Louise Sarzewski from Taos, New Mexico. Woo!
Hi. Hello. Well, Hootie's here. Where is she?
Oh, you're holding Hootie's face. Okay.
She's supposed to be here. She will be here in a few hours. It's wonderful to be here. It's exactly the way I imagined, and I'm not surprised.
Is that good or bad?
Wonderful.
Oh,
wonderful.
Good.
We had an incredible time, a whole group of us in Hawaii for the last school too. That was wonderful. I want to go back to Hawaii.
Oh yeah, we're going.
Yeah, okay, all right.
We're going to take school too forever.
Right.
We're
going to
be like those kids who could never graduate.
Never graduate. Yeah.
We're
going to
keep going.
Every day we'll get on the bus and go somewhere.
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Yes.
With us.
Yes. Let's all just go.
Yeah. Maybe next week.
Okay. All right.
Patricia from Oregon. Where's Patricia? Oregon, Ohio. There
Hi,
you
Patricia,
are. Nice to
how
see
are,
you
good
again.
Good to see you again.
And yeah. You have a nice name, and I never say it right. Would you mind repeating your last name for us so I say it right?
Sure.
Pokzima.
Yeah. Good to see you again. How's Oregon?
It's Oregon.
We're going to be there in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Actually, it's Oregon, Ohio.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I said Ohio. I actually said it right.
Sure.
I live in two states.
I knew that.
So she couldn't give a rat's ass. Thank you.
Yes, regardless, I'm throwing in a plug for the Portland workshop in 2 weeks. We will be in Portland.
It was cheesy, but...
For those of you in Ohio, please go to Oregon. Do not be mistaken about where this workshop's going to be. I don't care what the Ohio Chamber of Commerce says. We're going to be in Oregon. Go ahead.
And Matthew Abdi's back again from Arlington, Virginia. Hello, Matthew.
Oh, good to see you again. Wow.
Matthew's single and available.
Yes.
Kind of handsome guy, eh?
Don't embarrass.
Oh, why not?
I'm blushing.
But yeah, I know the feeling. She does that.
Hello, all. I'm from Washington, D.C. area. Good to be here, and I say hello to some people. Probably they are listening in Iraq.
Good.
Welcome.
Glad you're here.
Now, we have a kind of a confusing thing going on that we need to know.
You and I?
No. It's just something from the universe. We almost need to sing like God Bless America or something like that. We have a friend here from Switzerland.
Right.
Who has been officially welcomed to
Switzerland.
God bless America.
Okay, you should probably explain, Mark.
Thank you so much.
What did you give him?
What?
It's a God Bless America.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the story is for those listening online or watching, Mark is from Switzerland. Mark and Jane were married back in June. Oh, is it that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Back in June. Mark's living here now. You just got you're an official what now?
LPR.
LPR. I wished I was
the
one of those.
Does that mean?
What does that mean?
Legal permanent resident.
Whoa!
Woo!
Ow!
He's legal.
Ow!
He's illegal.
And what country did you leave to come here?
Switzerland.
Oh, Switzerland. Okay.
Yeah. It was hard to leave.
Welcome. Yeah, we both have mountains. Glad you're
exactly.
Here. Yes. You want to say hi to everybody back in the old land?
Yeah. No, hello, Tama. Hope that it all will work it and say no about.
Yeah, he's like, can you believe I'm actually sitting here? You're back there eating chocolate, drinking Swiss wine, eating cheese. I'm sitting here. Okay, go ahead.
But he doesn't have to speak Swiss German anymore.
Oh, good. Okay, anybody else?
That's it, baby.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, anybody else that didn't get on the list?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Marianne. I'm also from Norway. I didn't know I had a fellow native here today, so... Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to being here today.
Great. Do you want to say hi to the folks back in Norway?
Hi, alle sammen. I hope that you're well enough for now. Have a very fine time.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Glad you're here.
Anybody else? Pleasure. Anyone else? Oh, and then posthumously. Well, no, that's not the way I mean that. not what I mean. Actually,
who left since last month?
Well, Susie's not here, but her husband is. So we forgot to mention Susie, you know, because she works behind the scenes.
Susie Schemmel is not here.
Schemmel.
So Dave, would you take the accolades for her?
Well, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Soak it in.
Dave Schemmel representing Susie, our incredible assistant.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'll say hello to Susie because I'm sure she's listening.
I know.
And watching.
Yes. Great. All right. Okay, let's move on.
Well,
you know, it feels so good to do our talk again after getting pushed aside last month.
And boy, was that when you played this crazy music? Was so there was no chance you dipped out?
I did. I played that really. I wanted some good grounding music. So during the silent prayer, I didn't go out because last month Ralph was playing. And of course, I'm sitting here. Normally, we don't sit up here. Normally, Linda and I stand over at the side, so we're not like right in the camera when David's up here. But last month we weren't sending out a video signal, so I said at the last minute, Linda, let's just go sit up at the front, and that way we don't have to do that.
That was a mistake.
And you know, so I'm listening to Dave and kind of feeling the energy, and then Ralph was singing.
Don't close your eyes yet.
You were singing something.
Don't close your eyes yet. That was the clue.
What were you singing, Ralph? It was really. Oh, I love that. Yeah, that James Taylor thing. Oh, yeah. I do. I don't even know the words, but I love the melody. But I'm listening to Ralph singing. I'm going to close my eyes for a minute and enjoy the energy in the room in silent prayer, you know, breathe in the energy. And I remember closing my eyes and all of a sudden I felt the channel energy. And for those who channel, you know, it's like you get this, it's kind of like you just had a, you know, good shot of wine or something. And you just feel kind of tingly and warm. And I thought, well, hang on, Linda and I have got to do our hour-long
talk. Yeah, I looked over and it's like, oh, shit.
I've got 58 slides to get through it. So I'm trying to pull myself back out of it. And it was so nice. You know what it's like just before you fall asleep at night and you're going into that zone and you're like, oh, this is so good. That's what it felt like, you know. But it's like, oh, I can't go there. And the more I tried to can't go there, the more it's like, you're gone, buddy. You're out of here. And I remember one of my last thoughts was, my slides. I got, what, my slides. And I didn't know what was happening. I was like, next thing I know, I was gone. And it was so funny as I read the channel, St. Germain's channel. Actually, yesterday was the first time I've read it since last month. And I listened to a little bit of it. I remember what was said right away. St. Germain came in and said, we will begin now. And then all of a sudden, Linda can be heard on the audio going, I knew it, I knew it. They've taken my husband, I knew. One of these days, I'm going to be left behind. I knew it. Anyway, St. Germain started by, well, go ahead, it's your turn to read.
Okay.
All right, Linda's going to play the part of St. Germain the rest of the this segment here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We will begin now. I am that I am. I am the energy of Count Saint Germain. We will dispense with the slides, for they are somewhat useless with what we're talk about today.
So anyway, boy, that
I was clear.
Kind of partly here, but kind of mostly not. And I remember thinking, this wasn't the same connection I make with Tobias. Tobias now literally comes into my being, physical and mental, and we kind of partner. He doesn't take over my body. We just kind of meld into one big wonderful lump of spiritual love energy. This was different.
Can we try some of that at home?
Oh, he already has. Oh, I'm going to hear about that one. Anyway, it was a whole different connection, and it felt very awkward. It felt really rough at first when St. Germain came in because I was resisting, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? Where's Tobias? I did not feel Tobias's energy anywhere. Later on, several days later, I asked Tobias, so where were you? Because you weren't here for the channel. I didn't even feel you in the outskirts. You definitely weren't here during the Q&A. Just ask anybody who had questions. And I never felt Tobias last time. And he laughed and he said, well, I was sitting back in the Shamba room back at my cottage having a glass of wine and a cigar and listening online. I don't know about the other people, you know, the humans, but my connection was great. So I've had plenty of bandwidth. So he wasn't around at all. And St. Germain came in, and it was a different energy. And I got to tell you, it was a different energy. I was a little out of sorts for a few days. If you'd gone to the message board within a day or two after the channel, the messages weren't all that kind.
Well, there were a few irritated people.
A few irritated people. Who does St. Germain think he is coming into our meeting and spending the whole time talking about himself, that arrogant, pompous guy. St. Germain had an attitude, and well, let's just go through some of the slides. You perhaps remember what he said.
I get very annoyed and frustrated with so many of you who are still using old energy practices to try to move energy. You are using force. You are using strength. I'm going to show you how to move energy with finesse and grace. You've worn yourselves down to a nub by trying to push energies in the old way. He's easier to read.
St. Germain doesn't pull a lot of punches. He was pretty direct. The whole cadence during the channel was quite different for me anyway. It's very monotone with St. Germain, very serious, and it was just like a machine gun. The energy and the information was just rattling off. It was just nonstop for however long it was, an hour or so, just nonstop. I've channeled St. Germain before in small groups, and of course his energy has been present during some of the monthly gatherings. I remember one time in particular in France when Norma and Garrett and Linda and I sat down to listen to St. Germain. He's very serious, and he almost seemed irritated that we called upon him, even though he had told us to meet him in France. But when we sat down to do the channel, I could almost perceive him as like studying, reading books or writing something. It's like, oh, that's right, I have to do this channel for these people. All right, you know. He almost seemed a little annoyed. Anyway, we'll continue.
I wonder how people
perceived
him as arrogant.
I don't know. Can you imagine that? One thing I have to say, though, is I've learned a lot about St. Germain since last month. He and I had a wonderful time a couple days later after the channel. I was a little messed up in the energy centers, and I went out for a long drive. St. Germain came in. Now, he was quite a bit different than he had been in the channel. He was he thought it was amusing. He's actually extremely, I don't want to say intelligent, but enlightened. Brilliant. I mean, I love Tobias.
He's funny,
absolutely,
too,
love, no. I absolutely love Tobias, but St. Germain knows how to do it. I mean, he has been around. He has incredible energy, and, well, you'll get a chance to hear again today. Anyway, he says he's going to come in and show us how to move energy, and he's not going to mess around with it. He went on to say,
Tobias has assigned me to speak to Chambra for the next two sessions on the nature of energy and how to transmute it. Or let's call it moving energy. Energy is an amazing thing. Amazing. And it doesn't exist.
I love that. He says, energy doesn't exist. And that's kind of the basis, really, for the rest of his discussion. He went into a lot of physics, and we'll review some of that today. But some very, very interesting things about what energy is and isn't. He went on to say,
I was the energy of Samuel. I helped to create the energies of St. Francis of Assisi. I have incarnated on Earth as Francis Bacon, also known as Shakespeare. I have also incarnated as Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain.
During the last month's shout, he did spend quite a bit of time talking about himself and things he had done. He had spent quite a bit of time talking about the lifetime as St. Germain. By the way, St. Germain does not mean saint as in Catholic Church. That's actually, I asked him later about the name thing. As pronounced, I'm not real good with my European, or somebody help me out, Saint-Germain?
It's good jazz.
How do you say that, Mark? Saint-Germain.
It's good jazz.
Okay. Yeah, anyway, it's not a saint as in the Catholic Church. It's a name like Saint John or Saint.
It's not a Catholic saint.
Right, and actually it's a rub to him, and I think that's why he asked to be called
Adamus. It bugs him to be called Saint Germain.
I think so, a little bit, okay. Yeah. But anyway, he spent a lot of time talking about life times. He said he was Samuel. He had said in a channel in Zurich that he and Kathumi and some others actually helped to create the energy of St. Francis of Assisi, who is not a souled being, that St. Francis was created kind of to try to help to get the church back on its path. A lot of good that did.
Yeah, good effort. Try again.
He also said he was Francis Bacon, also known as Shakespeare. I know that that generated some controversy, or there has been a controversy about it, I think. People talked to me afterwards. I don't know anything about Francis Bacon or Shakespeare. Please don't ask me. Ask St. Germain.
You're just a channeler.
What I thought was interesting was he said he was Samuel Clemens, also Mark Twain. That was really cool. Anyway, he came and introduced himself, told us who he was, and went on to say,
"It's easy to take a diamond in your hand and clear any of the flaws. It's simple. You're trying too hard. I can take stones, put them in my pocket, and pull out gold. It's simple. You're trying too hard. You're trying to apply force to energy. It doesn't work, does it?"
That's something, actually, it's really profound. Trying to apply force to energy, and energy doesn't exist, so you're not going to get the results. He and I had a long, long talk a couple days after the channel, and I understood much more clearly what he was talking about, but he was saying it is so simple that it eludes us. We tend to try to use our brain. We try to use force and pressure. We try to manipulate the dualistic elements. And he said, you're never going to get anywhere except in more trouble. And you're just going to get more frustrated and more angry. One of these days, he said, you'll just let it all go. It is so simple, he says. You can transmute stone into gold. You can take the flaws out of diamonds. Have any of you read much about Saint Germain since the last Shoud? Yeah, fascinating stuff. There's actually a book in French, and I don't read French, but somebody had posted about it online that seems to give the most details about his life, and I'd love to try to get a copy, get the rights to translate that book in English, and fascinating guy. Anyway, he says we're trying too hard. Energy doesn't exist, so how can you apply force to it?
But why did he use that term to describe himself as Samuel and to create the energies of Francis of Assisi?
What do you mean?
Well, he used that term. He said, he just said it was the energy of Santa.
Explain.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, I never did get that. Thank
you.
Okay. I have an aversion to religions, and I expressed this vehemently in my lifetime as Saint Germain. The church leaders are pompous. The church leaders are fearful. The church energy is holding humanity back. It's probably the most diseased energy of any on earth.
Now, I was not going to put that slide in there.
No, I love it.
I was respectfully requested to make sure to put it in there, but he did. He had quite an aversion to the churches. There's more to that whole story, but he says that it's interesting. He says that the church energy is probably the most diseased energy of any on earth. This ease out of ease with itself. I know he spent a lot of his lifetime as Saint Germain, literally not working against the church, but trying to bring back into the mainstream some of the mystics, some of the what would be called secrets that really shouldn't be a secret. He spent most of his time trying to help educate people, and he had to do it secretly, trying to educate them about what energy is. But the church kind of had a hold on it, and maybe still does. He went on to say,
in my lifetime as Saint Germain, I walked out of my body. There was no long, prolonged death. I didn't have any suffering. There was no pain. I walked out of my body. It disappeared the moment I walked out of it. There are no bones buried in the ground, no flesh left to stink and rot. I walked out.
Now, I double-checked on this after the channel. I did some research on the Internet, and I did find that they never found Saint Germain's body. Saint Germain supposedly died in the late 1700s. No body was ever found, and he has appeared actually in photographs as late as the late 1800s and even into the early 1900s. Saint Germain told me that he still appears on a regular basis as that entity with that body, as Saint Germain, particularly in Paris, which he loves. The important thing here is he's saying, I didn't die a typical physical death with suffering. He says there is no death. You can walk out of your body. You don't have to have this suffering. You don't have to have the pain. You actually don't have to have reincarnations. He said, I took my body with me. Does that sound familiar? He went on to say,
energy doesn't exist, at least not at the core level. Energy does not exist. At this place called home, there's not a drop of energy there. Home contains no energy, for it needs no energy. Energy is a dualistic term. Home needs no energy.
It's interesting. Their home needs no energy. Doesn't have to have it. I think we always think of home or heaven or source or whatever as this giant ball of energy. It's even referred to as the great central sun. And we get it in our consciousness that this is the source of all energies. And here these guys, Saint Germain, Tobias, are saying energy doesn't exist. Why would home, why would source need energy? So there's some extremely important, very interesting physics that are being talked about in this shoud, in this channel. And I think it's going to set a basis for some of the future ones and some of the things we're going to be doing. Just remember, there is no energy back home. Thank you. Back home doesn't need it. He went on to say,
every potential experience and thought and deed creates energy outside of the wall of fire. The outer view of the wall of fire is the grid that we speak of, or the field. It is the source of the energy that you've used once you left home. It lies in a dormant state. It is neutral. It is a nothing, a potential waiting to be expressed.
Now, Tobias says that we exist outside of all that is. It's something that's always perplexed me. But he says, we exist outside of all that is, which is kind of weird when you think about it. It's like, well, how can that be? This is part of all that is. Tobias says, no, it is not. You exist outside of all that is. So we left home. We're in this weird state of existence that doesn't really exist. And we have this thing called the grid, or some people call it the field, or the lattice, or whatever you want to call it, that is nothing but a neutral potential ready to be activated. And it's what we're intimately connected to, but it's really where we do go back and apply ourselves to activate energy. And this is really where the source of it is. Okay, bear with us here.
Here is an equation. Energy equals potential expressed. Energy is a nothing, but it sits ready and waiting to serve you. It serves you the moment that your imagination triggers it, then it goes to work. Right now, you're sitting in a moment that is filled with potential energy waiting to be expressed. Your scientific instruments could never find it because it's neutral. It's waiting to be expressed through your imagination.
Some really interesting points here. Energy equals potential expressed. Energy doesn't exist until you apply your imagination to it, and then it activates this neutral source of nothingness into a somethingness. Kind of weird, but it actually makes sense in a funny way. It's through the imagination that you activate energy. Energy is potential expressed. If you remember that Tobias, especially those who went through school one, Tobias says that when we left home and went through the wall of fire, we went through this shattering, well, we called it a shattering, into billions of pieces. And in that shattering, in that time frame or experience of going through the wall of fire, which was leaving home, we experienced every potential that would ever be. That's a lot of potentials when you think that even right now there's thousands of potentials in this exact moment. But he said we experienced every potential. So it all kind of ties in. We have this mass reservoir of potential ready to serve us. And this is all energy is. What Saint Germain here is trying to do here is dispel some of the old notions about energy. Get out of your head. Stop trying to manipulate what we would consider energy. Once you let go of the concept of what you thought reality and energy are, then you could do what Saint Germain does.
And if that doesn't make your head spin,
here's another slide.
To take raw energy and convert it into matter is a very complicated equation. It's a massive series of pluses and minuses. The pluses and minuses tend to align themselves in a spiral. The spiral generally has 12 elements. In the center of the 12 spiraling elements is a neutral element, or the connection back to the field. If this sounds like the DNA model, it is. But we don't call it DNA. We call it energy structuring. Off of any of these 12 stranded energy structures, other structures spin in every dimensional direction.
Wow. Wow. Some cool information there. It all starts with what he says are pluses and minuses. And he says that's really not an accurate description, but that's the only word that he could use. It's a plus and minus, or good, bad, or masculine, feminine energy, whatever you want to call it. But it starts out in the simplest as this, what would be almost like a digital design, 0-1, or however you want to express it. These start aligning themselves in spirals of 12 and then expand in every dimensional direction. Pretty cool stuff. I'm not sure how it applies, other than I got a sneaking suspicion that Tobias said he was going to be talking about sacred geometry, but a whole new understanding of how it works. I have a feeling this may be the basis for their discussion of sacred geometry.
It's kind of going there, isn't it?
Yeah.
With this understanding of energy, you can begin to understand how this thing called the material world seems so real. But it is not. It is pure illusion, but so highly structured that it seems real. It seems that you're stuck in this whole cycle of incarnations. It seems that you have to rely on the celestial realms to get out. You're not trapped in this at all.
Sometimes I know we all feel like we're in this giant maze and we're trying to find our way out, or we're in this highly asleep state and we're trying to be awakened. And Saint Germain is saying it's not that. You know, we try to call for celestial help. We feel we're trapped in this. He said it's so easy, so easy. Now, I do know from speaking to him this last month that he spent some hellacious times experiencing what this is like. I mean, he said in the channel, it bothered some people, but he said, you will never go through the hell that I went through. He said, if you want to compare stories, my stories are better than yours. And some people actually got mad. Well, I don't think so. You know, I've had it worse. And it's like, all right. Let's join the victim club here. But anyway, he said he's experienced some of the worst of the worst. So when he is speaking about this, he's speaking from experience. I have a sneaking suspicion that that's also tied into a lot of Owama's experience. Owama went through some of the toughest 7 years of sitting on a rock, contemplating how to get out of this reality. So I imagine there's some stories on the other side. So he went on to say,
what you have is energy that is stuck. Energy that has been formed by you or structured by you, and it can't get out. You try feeding on it. You try forcing it. You try willing it. Every time it doesn't work, you feel less and less empowered.
So he talks about this series of pluses and minuses that go into spirals of 12, yada, yada. Well, all we're doing is structuring energy like a potter would structure clay. And they take it in their hands and they form it and shape it. Well, we do the same thing. We literally use imagination. We activate potentials. We bring it into an energy structure. And then we get stuck in it. Because it is so real and it is so much our creation, so much our love, that we don't understand that we are the creators of it. So here we are stuck in this energy, and it's kind of where we are right now. We're saying, how do we get unstuck? Well, what do? We get mad. We try to bust out of it. We think in terms of duality. We try to fool it and trick it, don't we? We try to use all sorts of manipulative techniques. We try to do hand-waving and incantations and everything else, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work because we're still dealing with energy in an old energy mind. We still don't understand what it is or how we are actually the creators of it. That's why he says it's so simple. He said you can't will it. You cannot will it. I don't know how many of you did the exercise that he asked us to do. Sit down with a glass of water or sit in water, either one, and just feel the water. How many of you actually did that? Wow, they get a star. You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was listening.
Wow. A lot of, and I don't want to go into detail here right now about it, but a lot of interesting things happen when you do this. There is a tendency to get distracted, the tendency to try to make the water do something. And once you start really surrendering, releasing, there's also a potential fear that, uh-oh, the water is going to get me. All these interesting dynamics that take place. What Saint Germain was trying to do is to get you to understand how energy works. Water is a wonderful way to do it because it's one of the simplest elements or things we have here on Earth. It also contains energy potential, just waiting to be activated. Same with air. All the energy we need, according to the other guys, is right around us. The scientists don't see it because it's in a neutral state of being. They use instruments to measure differences or variances or power or pressure. And the guys on the other side are laughing and saying energy exists in a neutral state of being until activated by the imagination. Cool.
Sound like the little scientist guy.
Well, we had a lot of talks this last month. He went on to say,
I spent much time in my lifetime as Saint Germain working with Franz Anton Mesmer. I helped him understand the nature of reality, helped him understand hypnosis. When the human consciousness is tuned into a certain level, it can transcend its stuck state of being. The energy can begin moving and flowing again. With certain types of hypnosis, you can get out of that old story and can transmute energies very quickly.
So he's very proud of his work with Mesmer. Yes, yeah. Very proud of it. And basically, you know, maybe we should call it Germainizing rather than mesmerizing.
Oh, he's more humble than that, isn't he?
You're probably not. he says he worked with Mesmer, and I'm sure you know, you're familiar with the term mesmerizing. Well, there was a guy by the name of Mesmer, Franz Anton Mesmer, who did a lot of work with being able to bring the focus or the consciousness or imagination into a certain state or place of being, and then you could do all sorts of amazing things. The antithesis of that Saint Germain didn't mention, that occurred to me, well, if you use the hypnosis for this type of unstucking energy, maybe that's the way energy got stuck in the first place. So, So anyway, he also mentioned he was going to be working with a group. He said, you'll know who you are, working with a group of people in a whole new type of hypnosis. He says that what's currently practiced right now is very inefficient and hasn't kept pace with our changing energy and changing time. So I know he's working with some at night because we've talked about it, and I know he's going to be calling together a group in the physical state of being to meet with him and go into some really interesting realms. So anyway... next slide. I got to talk to you about that.
Already know.
Okay.
It's already on the calendar.
Oh, it is?
In my lifetime as Saint Germain, I never worked within the system. The system is mass consciousness. It will grab you and pull you into it so quickly. Tobias asked you if you were ready to leave mass consciousness. Most of you said yes, but you're still stuck in it. You have to work outside of the system.
I think we all gave permission.
Kind of
Yeah. Well, I think what he's saying is we gave permission to exit mass consciousness. But what he was really saying is the energy of mass consciousness is all around us, and it is so thick and so pervasive that we're still really stuck in it. And what I feel he meant by this comment is like, okay, you really want to leave mass consciousness? we'll show you how. We'll really show you how to exit it. However, when you learn how to leave mass consciousness, you learn how to walk out of your body, you may not want to come back.
Sit with a glass of water in front of you. Understand and feel what it's like not to try to will the water. That's where you've gone wrong before. You try to will it into something. You cannot will energy. You can only imagine energy. Remember that. Write that in your books. You cannot will energy. You cannot force it. You can only imagine it.
Kind of really sums it up. You cannot will or force energy. You can only imagine it. You can only imagine energy. So I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of us get frustrated because we say, well, how come I can't do these great things? How come I can't walk on water? Because you are trying to will yourself or force yourself or manipulate the water. And they're going to respond to you quite literally. And the water is going to say, oh, okay, you're putting pressure on. I will respond lovingly with pressure back. When you realize that there is no pressure or force, when you realize that that energy can only be activated through the imagination, everything changes. I think this is one of the secrets that Yeshua figured out and certainly Saint Germain.
Imagination is not visualization. We are talking two different things. Visualization is forced and focused energy. Imagination flows. Imagination does not have to be pushed. Imagination comes from the core of you.
I put this slide in here because there is some confusion about imagination mm-hmm. versus visualization. I know a lot of us were taught visualization techniques 20, 30 years ago. We're taught to visualize the red car sitting in the driveway, put a picture on your bulletin board, focus your energy. It worked sometimes, once in a while. It works once in a while, but for the most part, it didn't. And to make it worse, it took a tremendous amount of energy to try to do it. Expended phenomenal volumes of energy trying to do visualization. Tobias has always said, forget visualization. For one thing, you're limiting yourself. What if there was going to be supposed to be 10 red cars in your driveway? Or what if it's supposed to be something totally different? You've now focused on something and in a sense also said to yourself, I don't have it, it doesn't exist. Imagination is a flowing energy. It's free-flowing. And I don't really know how to describe it, but he says here, it's imagination is not forced. There's no pressure involved in it. It's not a focused, it's a free-flowing energy. It's a very open, moving, dynamic energy, and we have to be willing to go with our own imaginations. We did it a lot when we were very young. You know, so I know what you went through, like in your early elementary school days, looking out the window, daydreaming, and then getting whapped upside the head by the teacher, you know, or scolded for not paying attention. But that was a form of imagination. But we weren't really allowed to apply it on the other levels and then bring it into this. So I think there was also a longing when we imagined back when. We were longing to return to the time when we could have our imagination flow and then let it manifest. He went on to say,
I have a science teacher that won't like this. There's no space between the elements of the atoms. There's no space when you look out into your sky. When you look out into the stars, there is no space. Everything is filled with potential. It is teeming with potential. The potential is ready to be activated by you and brought into this reality. There is no nothingness. It is all a somethingness, ready to be activated by creator beings.
Basically, what Saint Germain is saying is that everything is filled with potential. And through the imagination, we activate it, the space between us, the physical space, the space between the atoms, the space, you know, in outer space. He said it's really not empty. It is filled with potential ready to be activated. It's filled with energy. It's all there.
I like this last slide. It's sort of like when your parents spank you and then they come back and say, but I love you.
Right.
Mrs. Sophie, I love you.
Right.
Uh-huh. One of the telltale signs of a quantum leap of consciousness is when humans begin to understand There's no such thing as right or wrong, light or dark. There's no such thing as evil. When society can move past this right or wrong concept, this light or dark, evil or angel concept, then society has made a quantum leap.
He actually, in the channel, talked about a small group that starts this whole process. He said when a small group understands that there is not this light and dark, there's not this duality consciousness that begins to change everything, and that prepares for quantum leap in consciousness. As you probably remember during the shout in Santa Fe last year in August at the Midsummer Conference, Tobias or us said the darkness isn't what it seems to be. Darkness is your divinity. It's the compassionate part of you that's held everything that you didn't like about yourself. That's all that darkness is. When we learn to transcend the light and the dark or the duality, he said, then we take a quantum leap. But the forces are so strong right now to try to maintain that old belief in light and dark, right or wrong. In the newspaper every day, at least here in the States, you know, we're being told by our elected officials, you know, that there's evil empires out there. It's being perpetuated over and over. But Saint Germain is saying here there's a small group of humans, Chambra, that is embracing the concept that there isn't this light and dark, good and bad. It's all just potential. That's how we want to express it. And he's saying that that's what's helping prepare for the quantum leap.
You know, we got a number of us got a lot of emails from people who found him highly irritating. And I thought about that because he did sort of have that feeling or gave that
he did.
Impression to people. And I finally had to stop and think for myself about that impression. And what I really realized was, you know, so much of the time we listen to this stuff and it feels so good and it's kind of like a spiritual hug and we sort of don't hear it because we kind of go into the zone. You know, there's a real value in the fact that he was a little bit irritating because he got our attention. He got my attention because he was just a little bit irritating. Wasn't that great?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that about it. So just remember that anytime you get really irritated, it's means you're listening.
Yeah, sorry, we're communicating here.
Yeah, I caught that.
Anyway, I do want to move on and talk about a few Chambra news things. As you know, Saint Germain will be coming back again today. I want to make special note of the new Crimson Circle website that was, And I hope I don't mess up your bandwidth, John, but I created a link, I'm actually going to show it. I have to start up here. Am I messing you up, John? I want to go on the internet real quick. If you haven't seen the new website, it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, with that flashing lights, it's really amazing.
See? Yeah, it is really, really nice. I mean, a lot of the stuff has been updated. And oh, let's go to the live webcast, see what's going on there.
That's not going to work.
Will it do it, John?
No. It's trying.
Wow.
Whoa.
Anyway, I don't want to mess with that. But anyway, beautiful new website. Awesome, beautiful new website. I encourage you to take your time and go through it and see what it has to offer. Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Stuff.
That took months of hard work. That was beautiful. Okay, I want to talk about some recent Chambra gatherings. We've had a lot of fun in the last month. We've been out traveling around. We were in Houston for the embodiment workshop. Gene, you were there, joined us there. And you know, Tobias, we call it the embodiment workshop. We never know what's going to happen.
Never know.
We always just leave it open. So we had a great time, about 30, 35 people from back in Texas.
I love it.
As always, we try to go out with the group and have dinner and enjoy. It's not just about meeting, sitting in a meeting room. It's about just getting together with Chambra. I have some pictures here. I think you took these, Jane, didn't you? I swiped them from your website because I didn't have any of my own. So anyway, it was really good to be back in Texas. From there, we went to Mexico City. Had a great
time. Hello, Gabriela, Lillian, Catessa.
This is where we actually held the meeting. It was at a Christ church. There's a wonderful
church.
Episcopal church. Wonderful place in Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few shots of some of the attendees. It's being translated, if you noticed, in the back.
And who is the translator?
Right there. That's Gabriella
and
translating.
And who's that man sitting next to him?
And that is that Ralph?
I hope so.
And, anyway, it was being translated with headsets, although a lot of people understood English. It was, what did I say, one hell of a workshop.
Literally.
It started Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. It went through Saturday afternoon at 5. So it was about, you know, over a period of 24 hours, Friday night and all day Saturday. 5 channels and really tough ones.
Guess who's in charge?
Who?
Not you.
Tobias. 5 channels, and Tobias picked up on this whole thing that he started last year in Mexico City, talking about the feminine wound at the time of Atlantis. He then continued that series of channels in Bahamas last year, if you've read Atlantis Rising, it's a continuation of Mexico City. And he brought the trilogy to a conclusion in Mexico City again this year. 5 very, very intense channels.
Really
the
intense.
Only time I remember coming out of a channel sobbing. I mean, I was like, not just a few tears in my eyes, but streaming. It was
kind of weird for me because I walked up to him and said, "Who's crying?"
Yeah. David was there, and it was a great time, but it was
very
really
touching.
We will have, Tobias specifically said the CDs from that channel should be made available, so we'll have them. Well, we'll have them next week, but you can order them now on the website.
Yeah, this week. Susie already has the masters. They're ready to go.
Okay, so we will offer those. They're tough channels. They're not easy ones. He talks a lot about the literal feminine wound of the times back in Atlantis where the women were coming back into power and the men really messed up the energy. It was tough stuff. Anyway, here's Linda entertaining the audience, having a good time. This is a shot of our sponsors, Gabriella, Contessa, and Luli, Linda, and I. And that's actually a real setting. That we're standing on a little bench, and we're overlooking Acapulco Bay at that time. Sun setting. Now, you'd think that was taken in the studio, but but it's not. That's real. It was, we celebrated Linda's 50th birthday. Had a cucarachi band.
How old am I?
I'm so old.
5? Oh.
You are timeless. It was really cool. We they came and sang
no,
for an hour.
How old am I?
Young, very young. Anyway, it was a great workshop. We had a good time.
The serenade was very romantic.
Very romantic.
You got lucky.
Yes. Next weekend, we're going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, embodiment workshop. But again, you never know what's going to show
Hotel
up.
Hotel on the beach. It should be a very pleasant setting.
Weekend after that, March 19th and 20th, we're going to be in Portland, Ohio for Portland, Oregon. We have a great group of Chambra up there, so I'm looking forward to that workshop. Then is the Abundance Workshop in Denver with Janice Burney on March 26th and 27th. Do we have any space left?
It's nearly sold out. If you're interested, you know, you need to go now because we're just about sold out. I don't have much more space in the meeting
room. And we want to keep it a small group because some of the work that we're doing, I think 60 or 65.
A little bigger than that.
Following that is the Crimson Circle School 1, The Wall of Fire, April 7th through the 10th. If you really want to go back to the beginning, you want to go back and...
want a spanking?
Yeah, you want to go back to the whole process of leaving home and the separation anxiety and but all the wonderful things. If you haven't gone to school one, it's incredible. It's life-changing.
I'd like to add, though, about that is that with school one, what the understanding that Tobias gave us was that most of the things that are really in our life are not about now, that any of the real things that seem to hold us back are actually more from this venture through the wall of fire, and that there's releasing related to around that can really make a difference. And I see several graduates from school one shaking their heads saying, yeah, I know that.
It is totally life-changing, and you come to realize that a lot of what you're doing right now isn't really you. I mean, it connects back into way, way long before Earth.
I will warn you, it is not as much fun as the Kauai school.
No. It's 3.5 days. I think there's 6 channels. It is a tough school.
People tend to do a very personal journey with it, even to the point that if you want to go eat, you say, can I join you? And they're like, no. I mean,
people want
really,
their own space.
It's a very personal journey for people.
Yeah. It's a basic, Crimson Circle basic.
It's important. Well, like I said, most people really get something very personal from it.
Yep. After that, we're in British Columbia. We have a great group of Chambra up there.
Yeah,
a lot of people
really?
Signed up already.
Yeah, already.
And that's April 15th through the 17th in Kelowna. That's like a resort area up in Canada. Minneapolis, we just put this on the schedule. We haven't actually announced it anywhere
but
here.
The details either.
We want to do another, they want to do another Ask Tobias session. This is where it's on a specific topic. People ask questions, and it's a whole CD or set of CDs on something very specific. It's going to be in Minneapolis, April 23rd and 24th. It's going to be about, one of the Q&A is going to be about ancestral karma and how it affects you right now. Another one will be about the new earth. Anything people want to ask about the new earth and what's happening there. And finally, the quantum leap. What's it all about? What can we expect as a result of that? So we'll be doing that in April. Looking forward to it.
Do you know that at least a half dozen people have watched and noticed you're not channeling and turned around and walked out?
I know. from there we go to Romania. I do a one-day day of manifestation. They're saying up to 2,000 people for that. So I don't know. Moshe, we're
waiting.
Doesn't
it make you get sweaty just thinking about
it? It does. It's just like, geez, I got to practice my Romanian between now and then. But our wonderful sponsor over there, Moshe, is doing a great job of getting everything arranged. After that, we're doing Crimson Circle School 1 in Romania. Expecting
with translation.
With translation. Expecting a sellout audience
and
there.
That's all going to be done in the Romanian language only.
Yep. Okay. One more thing I want to mention quickly, and then we'll take a break. There's a wonderful new service out there. It's called the Spiritual Cinema Circle. It has nothing to do with the Crimson Circle other than I think it is an incredible idea. Every year there's a ton of movies that are made that are phenomenal. They have good information, good energy, but they never make it into distribution. That's a whole game of getting your movies out. Movie What the Bleep Do We Know is one of the few that's actually gotten out there. And I think there was a little help from the other side. But it also brought an awareness that there are incredible films. If you go to this website, thespiritualcinemacircle.com, you can read more about it. But you can, for membership fee of $21 a month, you can get 4 feature or short DVDs. They're given to you. You don't have to return them. You help support the movie makers, the consciousness movie makers who are out there. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing.
Not a good idea.
I would like to set the energy right here that we're going to have a Crimson Circle supported film that makes it into the Spiritual Cinema Circle sometime in the future. So I'm going to put it right here. Yeah. And I'm going to go there really quick.
You're dangerous.
Show you what the website looks like. But again, it's the Spiritual CinemaCircle.com.
Isn't technology awesome?
I know it is. I can sit here and do this. But you can look on there, and there's interviews. It tells you how to join. It tells you what movies are available. But this is the new energy way of viewing movies. You don't have to go to a theater anymore. You can get these movies, and heck, we could do it up here in the hall. We could order them and watch them as a group, and they encourage you to do that. So anyway, just wanted to show that really quick. Okay, and one final thing. I want to thank everybody for their donations and contributions. With your donations to the Crimson Circle, it makes this all possible. Operating costs are about $5,000 a month just to do this, and it's all done on donations. So I want to thank you for if you are donating. With that, it is time for a break. Let's rush for the restrooms. We'll be back in 20 minutes. For those listening online, 20 minutes.